it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. And on that happy note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Yep, you're heading to the office, you're going to the beach, going to the dog park, wherever you're heading, you can get you some Spano and Black and all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you've got the devices, the platforms are there. Here to explain it to you and a whole lot more is Mr. Joe Spano.
All right, Bob, you got a device? We've got many ways that you can take Sports Byline with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com.
ABN.
There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doing on the networks as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. It's a great app. It's an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility, be it Apple, be it Android, be it Windows-based, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as the always coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly of all, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, we're happy to do it, and you give to us the service and protection that we dearly need. Thank you so much.
Well, on the other side, Bob, we'll set the table for a big Tuesday edition, start knocking things down, take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off right after this.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yep. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA as we set this table up for the Tuesday edition of The Attack.
Well, Bob, we want to get to a couple of things that we weren't able to give time to yesterday as we focus so much on the Olympics and Loch Ness and everything else. And we'll get back to Loch Ness today as there's been some fallout from everything that transpired in Rio involving Ryan Lochte and those other swimmers. Ryan Lochte is now endorsementless, and we'll talk about that as we move along in this edition of The Attack. But the places we want to start are UFC 202, Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz specifically. And then we want to roll into some more of our takeaways from week two of the exhibition season, specifically the mess that's taking place up in Buffalo with the Bills. We're going to start with those two stories and then kind of expand out from there. And in the back nine of the show, we'll get to Ryan Lochte and him losing endorsements and perhaps everything else Olympics as we really tie the Rio games up into a tight little bow and look ahead to 2020 in Tokyo.
Yes, Tokyo. Ah, one of my favorite places.
So what do you say we dive right in? UFC 202, we touched on it yesterday, and we touched on the fact that the main event between Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor was an absolute instant classic and one of the great fights you'll see in mixed martial arts. In a very close decision, I believe the judges got it right, and I thought McGregor won a close decision by one round. That's how I saw the fight. It was a very, very close fight, and I saw as a classic 3-2 Conor McGregor, and I thought the judges were justified in giving him the close decision. They've now won one bout apiece, and obviously, despite what Dana White said to TMZ, it sets up a third fight. It might not be immediately, as in the case of Conor McGregor, there's some other business he may need to attend to, but
right.
Not too far down the line, these two are going to hook it up for a third time, and it'll be the biggest buy. And when they do hook it up, it'll be the biggest buy to date for UFC when that bout headlines that upcoming card. But these two will hook it up for a third time, barring something completely unforeseen, Bob.
Oh, no question about it. And the unforeseen could be any number of things. I mean, McGregor is dealing with injuries. You know, unfortunately for what's been going on with UFC, we'll be talking about that as well, you know, drug suspensions and various different things. But, you know, as it stands right now, it would be their marquee event, and rightfully so. It was a brilliant fight. And one thing about UFC, and we've talked about this many times, Joe, is you don't have to have the undefeated headliner in order to be a headliner. You know, Diaz has a lot of losses on his resume.
But 11 to be exact.
Yeah, but they put on a hell of a match. And when you get mano on mano or girl on girl in a situation where the styles make fights, you can just end up with a brilliant match. And that's what happened over the weekend. And it was a very fortunate thing and a good thing for UFC, who's been hemorrhaging headliners lately.
Yeah, no, they've had some major issues with black eyes on the sport as it relates to headliners falling by the wayside and guys either before fights or after fights testing positive for the use of PEDs, and it's really been a black eye on the sport. And, you know, you mentioned the injuries to Conor McGregor, and I did some digging deeper. It looks like the Nevada State Athletic Commission has the injuries listed. They gave him a suspension, a 90-day suspension at this point for foot/ankle fracture. It's a health suspension. The realities are that all he has to do is be cleared by the State Athletic Commission doctors prior to that, and he would be able to resume fighting again. And the minimum suspension for the injuries is 2 months, so the earliest he can return to the ring, October 20th, if cleared by doctors, and that won't be an issue with what he's dealing with. There were some rumors of some actual fractures. It appears that that's not the case. It appears what he's dealing with is a very, very sore shin. And anybody that's done any form of kickboxing, when shins clank together, they get sore. And throughout the fight, you saw Conor McGregor working on Nate Diaz's legs with his kicks. And in camp, he was practicing those kicks and working on that. And all indications are there are no actual fractures in the ankle, and that the only thing he's really dealing with is a sore shin. And, you know, there'll be some swelling as a result and bruising, but that'll come down pretty quickly as these guys are conditioned to clank shins. And you do get used to it on some level, but he did a ton of it in the fight, and he must have done a lot of it in practice to get it to the point where there was swelling. He did a lot of it without shin guards in practice, and that's a little surprising. That said, doesn't look too serious. Looks like McGregor will be able to get back into the octagon sooner as opposed to later. And the realities are, if you were unsure about his well-being as far as perhaps a break in the ankle after seeing him leave the post-fight presser out of UFC 202 on crutches, well, the next day he was at a bikini party at one of the pools in Vegas. So it was the Encore Beach Club. So he was hanging out. There were no crutches. There was no cast. There was no walking boot. There was nothing. So likely the Conor McGregor injured ankle stuff overblown.
Yeah,
it's
more
than anything else. It's just a bruise to the shin.
First, I saw the girls at the party. I would have gotten there in a wheelchair if I had the capacity to do it. You're 100% right. His training regimen and his strategy was to go after Diaz's legs, and it worked for him in many ways. It didn't keep Diaz from coming forward, but it took a toll on him. And you know, again, I was a little surprised, same as you, that he was doing some of that training without pads on his shins. But for whatever reason, he decided to do it that way. They're erring on the side of caution. He will heal. There's no question about it. Diaz has a suspension of his own for the cut over the eye, and he'll be down a month. So, you know, again, at least they are looking out for the well-being of the fighters. And as we've been talking about, if they do decide to go rematch at some point in time, which is 99.9% sure, you want these guys to be at top form when they go up against each other so something isn't stopped because of injury and they can play it out to fruition and just, you know, go mano on mano and see how it turns out in round three.
And the cut suspension is expected. That was a severe cut that McGregor opened on Diaz. And, you know, it'll take about a month for it to heal, and then he'll go to the commission doctors, and he'll be approved to be be eligible to fight. And it won't be an issue because he's not fighting that soon anyway, and Diaz doesn't even know where he's going with his next opponent.
Yep.
You know, for McGregor, there are a lot of options. He goes back to featherweight, defends his featherweight crown. He moves up to lightweight, or he goes to lightweight, and he tries to win the lightweight crown. But I don't think his future is at 170, which is welterweight, which was really, really a challenge for him against a fighter in Nate Diaz, who's a very good fighter. Don't get me wrong. He is a very good fighter. But I think one of the things that evened these two bouts out was the fact that Conor McGregor is really a featherweight at most a lightweight, and he was fighting a welterweight. So the normally explosive power that he had at 145 and 155. Didn't necessarily go with him to 170, and it allowed Nate Diaz to walk through some punches. In the first fight, it caused McGregor to tire. In the second fight, it caused a lot of the ebb and flow. If he was hitting even the best welterweights, the best lightweights or featherweights with these punches, we may not have gotten to round five. So
exactly.
I don't think you're going to see Conor McGregor again at 170. I think it's going to be on Nate Diaz this time to come down to 155 and meet Conor McGregor at lightweight. But as far as the future for McGregor, it could be going all the way back down to featherweight and defending his featherweight crown, or it could be going to lightweight and trying to get the lightweight crown. We'll talk about that more next. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the attack. And again, you can weigh in on all this UFC stuff right after this very short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
From one white boy to all nationalities, we got to stand together, people.
Well, yeah, we do. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. We're talking UFC and Conor McGregor and Diaz. actually. And, you know, Joe, it's going to be a matchup down the line. But as you said, McGregor is most efficient at a different weight class, and he will more than likely get some work in there before they rematch.
Well, and even if they rematch, realize that they're not going to have a rematch. The third fight in this trilogy is not going to take place at 170. Let me make that abundantly clear. It's not going to take place at featherweight either. It's going to take place at lightweight. And that's the realities of the situation. And Nate Diaz is going to have to come down to lightweight and meet Conor McGregor there. And for Nate Diaz, he'll do it. He's got little choice. The realities of the situation are this. There's not as many options out there for Nate Diaz as far as big money fights and options as there are for Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor obviously has the big money fight, and it will be a huge draw fighting Nate Diaz. But again, 170, it's really not fair to Conor McGregor, you know, who was fighting at 145 and may even be more comfortable at 155, which is the lightweight limit. But going from 145 all the way to 170 is huge. And for him to be one apiece in this trilogy shows the greatness of Conor McGregor, a guy who is a power striker, yep, who literally went up two divisions to fight a much bigger man. And the fact that some of his power at 170 didn't translate is what has this trilogy at one apiece. I still believe that, because I think the realities are that Conor McGregor is a far better fighter. And when they match up at 155, which is the lightweight limit, I think you'll see the difference. You'll have a bigger fighter having to come down to him. And I have a feeling in the third fight in the trilogy, Conor McGregor would win. I think he'd win easier. And I think there's a chance that Nate Diaz wouldn't even be able to go the distance, because I think the power of McGregor's blows would resonate more than they do when Nate Diaz is at 170.
Yeah, I completely agree. But, I mean, I could see it reaching that middle ground where maybe they don't go down as far as you think Diaz would have to, and maybe they meet in the middle and they compromise on the weight class that they fight in. But
well,
I agree,
since
with
it's not a championship fight, you're right, they could do catch weight, but I have a funny feeling. So you think somewhere between 155 and 170?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be like, you know, let's meet in the middle. Let's say 160, 162.
That's what I just said. Somewhere between, yeah, 155 and 170, what they call a catch weight in,
yeah,
either
right,
boxing,
right,
or mixed,
right,
martial arts.
Right. No, absolutely. And if that ends up being the case, I think it's still advantage McGregor, because Diaz would have to train down. And
right,
if, you know, I think he would be less effective. And plus, you know, honestly, the skill set all leans on McGregor. He's just a better fighter. And for him to be able to do what he did at the higher weight class, and I agree with you, it actually shows you how great this guy is. Because most guys, when they go up to that weight, they just can't fight.
And most guys don't jump two weight classes at once,
no,
like that on 10 days' notice. It's just unheard of and incredible. And, you know, the fact that he got stopped in the first one on some level really shouldn't surprise anybody. Everything was, the deck was stacked against Conor McGregor, and he showed incredible guts. He took his time. He worked through some issues that he had between himself and the promotion. They do it again at that 170 weight, and he outlasts Nate Diaz in a very close fight. And I agree with you. You know, whether they go all the way down to 155 or whether they do a catch weight between 155 and 170, the advantages start to stack in the favor of Conor McGregor. And, you know, the lighter the weight, the more the advantage for Conor McGregor. That said, there's a chance that Conor McGregor gets exactly what he wants, because, as I talked about, what else is really out there for Nate Diaz? You know, fighting the smaller man and going 1-1 with him, I don't know where that puts him as far as being a welterweight contender. Because here's the thing. When you look at the welterweight rankings for UFC, Nate Diaz does not appear in them. He's not anywhere in the top 15. So right, a title shot's not in his future. The only big money fight out there for Nate Diaz is Conor McGregor. he could fight some of the other contenders and try and work his way up the ladder for a title shot at 170. But then he's no longer the bigger man and his advantage gets mitigated and a good but not great fighter gets exposed. That said, for McGregor, obviously the trilogy is going to happen again because it's a huge selling, it's a huge seller for UFC as an organization. But there are the big money fights out there for Conor McGregor. He can go back and defend his featherweight title and actually unify it with Jose Aldo, the interim champion.
Right.
Or he can go up to lightweight and fight Eddie Alvarez for the lightweight title. So there's intriguing options, and I just caught it in the rankings. They actually have Diaz ranked as the number four lightweight in the world. So Diaz would have to come down, you know, and that would be his challenge as opposed to fighting at welterweight. But I think in many ways it's Conor McGregor that holds all the cards because we talked about two big-time fights that whichever one he takes – will main event and headline a UFC and perhaps be the biggest buy they will have had to date. And then he still has the Nate Diaz fight in his back pocket. For Nate Diaz, well, he's going to have to wait in line. He's not the top contender for the lightweight title. And if McGregor decides that's the direction he goes, he'd have to wait in line. So the only big money fight really out there for Nate Diaz is Conor McGregor. So he holds all the cards, and I do expect their rubber match to actually take place at lightweight. And I do also expect for McGregor to leave the featherweight division and try and fight at lightweight. After having fought at 170 to go all the way back to 145 is tough on the body. He's getting older. I think 155 is a good weight for him. I think he tries to move on from the featherweight division. He gives up that crown. And he tries to move up and capture his second division crown, a lightweight crown.
Yep, I completely agree. And, you know, the body's maturing, as you said. He's an older dude now, and it would be easier for him to maintain top condition by dropping into that weight class. He's also, Joe, and we've talked about this, he's the marquee name in UFC right now. And Dana White needs to be judicious on how they use each other, and they do use each other, the two of them.
Oh, yeah, there's no question, Bob, and I think you made a great point. He's the marquee name, and you didn't say one of.
Nope.
You actually said the marquee name. At this point, in many ways, he is the only marquee name on some level that they can count on. And there are other marquee names swirling around the sport, but due to PED issues or other issues, they cannot be counted on to headline a card because either after they win the fight, all of a sudden, I guess what it goes from a win to a no contest and there's a positive test that puts that fight in a bad light. Or in the case of a John Jones, they get pulled before they ever fight, and you can't count on them to headline anything.
Right.
So really the only marquee name they have left that they can count on to sell pay-per-views and get big buy rates other than just putting together stacked cards is Conor McGregor. And, you know, as you said, they do use each other. You know, he gets a paycheck from the organization and fights. And for the organization, he's their headliner. He's the guy that drives buy rates. Because there's no other guy, in my mind, in their sport right now that can drive buy rates like that. In order to drive that buy rate, there's other very good fighters, but none of them drive buy rates at this point like Conor McGregor that they can count on. And the only other way they can drive buy rates is loaded and stacked cards, and that gets harder and harder to do.
Well, you saw it with 200 with Brock Lesnar, and you know, they had to push him in there at the last possible second to get
it
done.
Well, that was supposed, you know, it's funny. You mentioned it was supposed to be a stacked card.
Right.
And due to all the defections and issues from McGregor's issues with the promotion that took him off of UFC 200 early to John Jones's issues, all of a sudden, a few weeks before the card, you're shoving Brock Lesnar in there who hadn't fought for the company for several years and wasn't a contender for a heavyweight title or anything. He was just a big name who drew buy rates because of his name. And then he tests positive. So they really don't have a big single draw that they can count on right now beyond Conor McGregor.
Right, and that's part of the issue, and we'll pick it up on the other side as well, is that, you know, for everything that goes on and Dana White being able to pull the strings on these guys, he has been very fortunate, at least recently, that they salvaged cards that were in jeopardy because of the drug testing and various different things. He was able to shove Lesnar in there, and then he tested positive afterwards, as you said. But he saved that card. And for UFC going forward, as they're getting ready to break into the New York market, they need to have, I think, a little more stability going forward. Otherwise, the product could end up in jeopardy.
Very fair statement, Bob. Let's pick it up right there on the other side. And more UFC, your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of the attack right after this.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline UFC. We're talking UFC. And, you know, to take it into the other realm of it, Joe, that we wanted to explore, and we never had time yesterday, UFC, in both of our opinions, is at a bit of a crossroads right now. They have a lot of things going for it. you know, starting back with the sale in July to WME-IMG for $4.2 billion. So financially, they're sound as of right now. But the product going forward is going to have to stabilize, I think, a little bit in order to become more than just a niche sport, because they were growing in that direction. But with everything that's been going on as far as drug tests and the ability to put cards out there that have been elite cards, as you said, you know, as opposed to just putting a name up and basically it's a bag on the other side that's getting beat up, they're going to have to make sure that they continue to grow this sport. And the stakes are very, very high financially.
You're absolutely right, Bob. Would you agree with me? And let's go back and give you an example that illustrates your point. UFC 200.
Yep.
That was supposed to be their biggest card in the history of the organization. It wasn't. It was not even close. It was a rather nondescript card. And had you not made it UFC 200, had you put that card up at any other time, it would have been a fight night on Fox.
Yeah,
I understand you've got Brock Lesnar in there. But even the greatest of the great or the biggest names of the biggest names, when they come back out of retirement, they don't go right to pay-per-view and headlining. That was circumstances. We need a name here, UFC 200, and we need people to buy it. So that's the issues that they're up against. And, you know, so going forward, and outside of a Conor McGregor, who are the other people you can hang your hat on? And sometimes it's more than just being a great fighter as far as being that marquee name in the face of your organization.
Oh,
there's
no
the
question.
It factor that goes with it. Because if it was just being a great fighter, we just go to Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson and say, okay, there you go. He's probably the best fighter in the world today, but he's a flyweight.
Right.
Next best fighter in the world today is probably Dominic Cruz. It's a bantamweight. You know, there is some level of the smallest of the small weight classes and their issues. That and being those transcendent personalities.
Well,
so
you know,
really, when you look at it, the only male that they have that they can lean on that is that transcendent personality is Conor McGregor. And I don't see where else they go to get another male face of this sport. It was Chris Weidman was on his way to that, but he's had some issues and he's not even their middleweight champion anymore. John Jones has been that in the recent past, but he just simply can't stay in the octagon for a myriad of reasons. So I'm wondering where they go for their male, for the additional male face or faces of this company.
Well, and it applies to the females as well, Joe. I mean, you know, Dana White was the first to admit he had no idea that he could market the women as well as it ended up being in the fact that it ended up being Ronda Rousey, who just was viewed as indestructible. And now you wonder whether or not she's ever going to walk into the octagon again. But one thing about Dana White, and I think you'll agree with me, he has a capacity to find people that all of a sudden do have it. That's how the value of this company has gotten to the point where, you know, they were sold for $4.2 billion. They're in a bit of a lull right now, and it's limited, as you said, to Conor McGregor, really. But with that being said, there will be somebody, knowing Dana White, on the horizon who's basically coming out of nowhere, same as some of these guys did, and all of a sudden they become the face of UFC. It's that double-edged sword, and it's that way in a lot of instances with UFC, and we'll explore a lot of them. You know, the beauty of UFC is that you don't have to be an undefeated fighter in order to be a champion, and you can have multiple losses on your resume, and all of a sudden your game goes to the next level, and the marketability is there. Marketability is there as well, and all of a sudden, bam, you're a big face and a big personality on UFC, and Dana White has somebody to exploit again. You know, there you're making money, and he's making money. Unlike in boxing, where basically you have to have your undefeated run or maybe a loss to be considered in contention for a championship, he is very unique in how he's able to garner people into UFC who have losses early in their career but still end up at the top of the pile.
The difference between boxing and mixed martial arts is it factor can overcome all in mixed martial arts. You don't even have to be amongst the best fighters in the world.
No question.
You got to be a very good and very capable fighter, but it factor trumps all in MMA and UFC specifically. It does not in boxing. It factor will add to the buys, but the truth is you've got to be a truly great and truly elite fighter to draw championship matches and get on pay-per-views and be able to generate that revenue. There's something different about mixed martial arts and specifically UFC, where sometimes the it factor can trump the greatness. And don't get me wrong, a lot of the guys we're talking about that have that it factor are truly great fighters and amongst the very best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. But let's put it this way. With rare exceptions, you couldn't have a great champion come out of retirement a month before a card, and they just put him at the top of the card like they did with Brock Lesnar in UFC 200. So I guess the only guy that could would be Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao, but those are exceptions, not the rule. That said, there's something different about mixed martial arts, and you mentioned the females. And you said Dana White didn't know he could market them. For years, he swore that he would never have women's divisions in UFC. And all the talk about women's divisions in UFC started after the organization bought Strikeforce, which had a women's division and a women's division that garnered attention.
Right.
And Dana White dragged his feet for years, and he kind of dragged them kicking and screaming, and eventually decided to start two women's divisions, a bantamweight and a strawweight division. And he ended up getting great fortune. He got an indestructible female fighter who was pretty easy on the eyes in Ronda Rousey, and she became one of the faces of the organization. And you see, notice the second thing I said. If you look, I guess, and here's the difference. Women's professional boxing hasn't really taken off in any note, but if you ever notice, there's never a beauty contest aspect to women's professional boxing. UFC does it a lot more like pro wrestling in that, you got to be able to fight and you got to be one of the best in the world. But go up and down the top 15 bantamweights and top 15 strawweights in the world. Most of them are pretty good looking as well. And there seems to be an attractiveness factor in all of this. The exception is Cyborg Santos. And they even do this in professional wrestling. If you look at, say, the WWE, and you look at their women's divisions, they've got all these reasonably attractive women to varying degrees. And yes, a lot of them can work very well as far as wrestling. And then they have like one monster, one just big, incredible Hulkette type.
Yeah.
Well, in order to be the face of UFC as a female, you've got to be reasonably attractive and be something of a sex symbol, along with being an indestructible fighter.
Yeah.
You know, all these bantamweights outside of Ronda Rousey have kind of eliminated themselves, because what they do is they win the title and then they lose the title in their first fight. And right now the champion is Amanda Nunes. And I don't know that she's the sex symbol type, and she's going to be the long-term face of the female side of mixed martial arts. I'll give you a couple of places where they are going to end up going, because it looks to me, with the Misha Tates of the world, the Holly Holmes, the Kat Zinganos, the Sarah McMahons, etc. These ladies have all beaten each other, and they all keep passing the title around to each other. So there's nobody you can get behind as far as the female face of UFC in that bantamweight division. Go to the strawweight division.
I'm looking at it right now.
You have the champion, who's a terrific fighter and a reasonably attractive young woman.
Yeah.
But here's where you go. Go down to number 10. Paige VanZant. Mm-hmm. She's an up-and-coming fighter. She's a beauty. I promise you this, and I know it's early, But watch for them to try and accelerate the learning curve or the move up the rankings for Paige VanZant, as she is the beauty as far as the females in MMA. She's 6-2. She's a very well-rounded fighter. If they can get her to the point where she can be the strawweight champion, and I don't know, her again, you know, Joanna Jędrzejczyk is a terrific fighter.
She'll annihilate her right now.
Right. So, but that's the person, if I think you gave Dana White truth serum and asked him, who do you think could be the face of the women's part of UFC? He would say Paige VanZant, because if you look at how Dana White handles the women's part of this business, it's one part fighting ability, one part good looking.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself. His women's divisions are no different than professional wrestling in many ways, except the outcomes are not predetermined.
Well, and they are talented women. I mean, you know, let's be honest about it.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say they weren't.
No, I get that. But the point being, and it takes it full circle to what I was starting with, he has the ability to find people and at some point make them marketable. And again, if you pull up Paige VanZant's pictures, I mean, if she gets to the point where she can fight on that level, guess what? They're going to market her. She's a really good-looking girl. He has the capacity to find those people on both genders. And it that's the thing. And with the sale, one of the things that was just of paramount importance was the fact that they retained Dana White as part of it. Because had they lost him, I would say the future of mixed martial arts would have been definitely in the niche aspect as opposed to the broader spectrum.
Because he's a lot more than just a matchmaker, isn't he, Bob?
That's exactly right. He knows how to get this sport out to the public and make it palatable to sit in your living room on a Saturday night and justify watching mixed martial arts, where the aspect of the narrative that's put out there by the politicians and the people who don't like the sport is that it's nothing but brutality. He actually makes it broad spectrum, and that's a very unique talent that he has, and it has allowed for the growth of the sport to where the company was valued at $4.2 billion. You know, that's a pretty damn bold statement right there.
Yeah. But just keep in mind what I said about how he handles the business of the women's side and finding the face.
Oh, no question.
And like I said, truth serum, he'd love it to be Paige VanZant. I don't think she's ready to be there yet. But with the uncertainty surrounding the women on the bantamweight side, his strawweight champion or Paige VanZant is going to have to be the face of his women's side if he can make it, if he can make them one. We'll tie a bow around hour one next year on the attack. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano wrapping up Hour 1. And we've been talking UFC, and it'll spill over in Hour 2 as well because it's, you know, they've got fights coming up in New York and all kinds of good stuff. But we've been focusing on Paige VanZant here briefly. And, Joe, you know, we were talking about the marketing with Dana White. And, you know, one of the things that he does is when he finds a fighter, female fighter, who's attractive and who has the potential to be marketable, he's not afraid to exploit it and get that person out there. Paige VanZant appearing on Dancing with the Stars and making it to the finale. And now she'll go back into the ring in 4 days on the 27th. And she's going to end up fighting Becca Rawlings. So, you know, this is somebody that potentially Dana White can use. It'll benefit both of them, obviously, but she's got to get that skill set up a little further. But the guy is just flat out brilliant at finding these marketable personalities, both male and female, to get into the octagon.
Yeah. No, well said, Bob. And I mean, just from a skill standpoint, Johanna Jędrzejczyk, that's the flat out star. She's the best female MMA fighter in the world today.
Yeah, she is. She's just not attractive enough
for what they want to do.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, obviously born in Poland, English is her second language. So there's some of those type issues.
Right.
But again, hopefully, and I'm not trying to be sexist about this, but this is how the UFC markets their female divisions and decide who's going to be the face of female fighting.
No, we're just
and who's
going to
be a transcendent star?
Yeah, we're just being honest and open about it. You know, we're talking about Dana White and his ability to promote the product. How he goes about it, we neither condone or condemn.
Exactly, Bob. Let's step aside. We'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ordered by a judge to release any remaining Hillary Clinton emails from when she was Secretary of State, a State Department spokesman says it will take about a month to set up a schedule for doing so.
The intent is to do that appraisal before September 23rd.
State Department spokesman John Kirby saying before they can fully release the emails to the public, they have to be reviewed for national security reasons. Meanwhile, the Democratic nominee was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and she said she's not worried about more of her emails going public.
So we've already released, 30,000 plus, so what's a few more?
In Louisiana,
we're out of the response phase and moving into the recovery phase now.
That's the Homeland Security Chief for Ascension Parish, Rick Weber, as President Obama will today be visiting flood-ravaged parts of Louisiana. Donald Trump went last week. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
We would not be surprised if we see additional cases, particularly along the Gulf Coast states.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, as federal officials continue to advise pregnant women to avoid Miami Beach and other parts of Florida because of the Zika virus. Fauci saying there are two main problems facing parts of South Florida as of now.
They have just short approximately 500 travel-related cases. They have a clear-cut situation with mosquitoes that's a problem.
The agency urging pregnant women and their partners to consider postponing trips to all of Miami-Dade County because of the risk, health officials not able to predict when that advisory might be lifted. In another story out of Florida, officials there say that alligator that killed the 2-year-old boy in Nebraska back in June showed predatory behavior. The report released by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission confirming the gator did not attack the boy because it had been provoked by any human behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
We are going to have a new immigration screening test.
He says he's not backing down or changing his plan. In fact, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump doubling down on his immigration policies. Speaking at a rally in Akron, Ohio, Trump said low-income minorities are hurt the most when borders are not under control.
Poor Hispanic and African-American citizens are the first to lose a job or to see a pay cut when we don't control our borders. So true.
Trump going on to call Hillary Clinton's immigration plan radical, saying it would amount to having open borders. Trump said he'll implement an immigration screening test to keep people out who do not support American values. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory praising a decision by a federal judge to block the Obama administration's transgender bathroom order. The judge issuing that nationwide injunction on Sunday saying the Obama administration didn't follow proper procedures. Pat McCrory's office saying it's pleased with that decision. NASA with a new project, as we hear from Evan Heidenreich.
NASA sending out a spacecraft in an attempt to get a sample from an asteroid. The OSIRIS-REx is set to launch September 8th and head to the 1,600-foot-wide space rock called Bennu. If all goes well, get there in a year and return to Earth in 2023.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Sounds like a plan to me, Joe. What do you think?
Sure does, Bob. I'm down.
Yep. As long as the girls are, get the music started. Get the tops off. We're good to go. Welcome back to The Attack. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Their take is long for the ride each and every day. If Twitter's more your thing, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we got a little table setting to do, and then we will dive into it on the other side of the break.
Exactly right, Bob. Let's talk about the myriad of ways that you can get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via your devices. And there are so many, so let's run them down quickly, and let's run them down efficiently. Of course, there's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews. We separate them by genre so you can find them easily. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the great apps like iHeartRadio, which you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you even can't, be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Again, app versatility, you can download to any of the devices, Android, Apple, Windows. You can go to TuneIn.com. Again, they got lots of on-demand content and a live channel for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly for Bob and I, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. Thanks for keeping us safe and sound. We appreciate your service. Hopefully we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home. And believe me, I tell you, we appreciate it.
On the other side, very quickly, set the table for hour number two, and then we hit the ground running. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, we're talking UFC, and rightfully so. We still have a lot of territory to explore, but what do you say we set the table for the second hour?
All right, Bob. I guess there's more places that you want to go an hour or two with the UFC, and so that's where we'll go. And then I want to move on to some NFL talk, as we started talking a little bit about the Buffalo Bills yesterday, but there's a lot of turmoil there, and you have a coach and general manager tied together at the hip with a team that needs to make the playoffs, in my mind, for both of those guys to keep their jobs. And with some of the injuries, some of the suspensions, and some of the cuts and some of the uncertainty, I'm not confident that they can do that in the AFC. So we'll talk about their situation. If there's any other NFL you want to get to as far as some more takeaways from this past weekend's NFL action, we can. And then we can go to Ryan Lochte as a good way to take it home. He's lost all his endorsements. We'll talk about the fallout that started with him as a result of Lochte's mess.
And there you go. And no question about it. But let's take it back to UFC. Joe, you're very passionate about it. You have competed in mixed martial arts. You've trained in it. I haven't, but I do like it a whole lot. And with them finally breaking the Empire State ceiling and getting UFC into New York, it is important for UFC to maintain the momentum of being able to get into the Apple, finally explore it. And they have scheduled their first fight, UFC 205, for November 12, 2016. And the venue, of course, is Madison Square Garden. The issue is, what kind of card are they going to be able to put together? Because as we've talked about at length, UFC 200, they were fortunate to get out with their skins. UFC 205, they want to make the biggest splash that they possibly can. As of now, they have one fight scheduled, Alves versus Iquitina. Iquitina. And that's it. Now, I would imagine that, of course, he's going to be downtime in Nevada, but Conor McGregor has made no bones about it. He wants to be on that card in New York. And if Dana White is going to try to market his first big match in New York, I would imagine that Conor McGregor is going to end up being a part of it in one form or another.
Well, he'll get his suspension lifted long before then. The date for that card in Madison Square Garden is November 12th. So if everything is as it appears to be with McGregor's ankle, and it's not the ankle at all, just bruised shin from a volume of shins clanking and a volume of kicks to the legs, whether it be both in the fight and in training. And again, I wasn't privy to his training, but it appears for him to come in with that shin bruise to that point, he did a lot of kicking with his lower extremities to his sparring partner's lower extremities without the benefit of shin protection. And that surprises me a little bit. But that said, all indications are he's fine. The suspension will be lifted by that time. And I don't know that it's necessarily Nate Diaz versus McGregor on that card. It might be one of the other fights we alluded to. But I have a feeling you want to make a marquee splash in New York in Madison Square Garden on November 12th. You put Conor McGregor on the card.
Yeah, oh, no question about it. And it more than likely won't be, Joe. I was looking at an article that an interview, I should say, that John Kavanaugh, Conor's trainer, did. And he wants him to fight at 155, and in his next fight, he wants it to be in Madison Square Garden, and he does not want it to be against Nate Diaz. He wants that to happen in Ireland, in front of a home crowd, and rightfully so. But, you know, with that being said, it McGregor would be the marquee name that Dana White needs to put out there, because as of right now, there is nobody else that he can make that kind of splash with in New York, and they need to hit it running in Madison Square Garden and make sure that this New York market, which is finally going to be able to come into play for this sport, that they have a huge impact with it.
Well, if he goes 155, he would probably fight Eddie Alvarez for the lightweight title.
Yeah.
That would be the logical talk. I mean, when you're the featherweight champion, and you've already beaten a top contender at 170, you know, a top contender for 155 at a weight of 170, you'd slide right in. He's your marquee name.
Absolutely.
You put him up against a lightweight champion and you have him go for it.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to put him on in Madison Square Garden, that's who you put him on against. If you know, like I said, I don't know that he can get back down after all of this to 145 easily. And I think he's going to move on from the featherweight division, and 155 would be the place to go. Lightweight division, fight the lightweight champion. We'll see what he's got. That will certainly cause some buzz because it's Conor McGregor. And because, you know, Eddie Alvarez is one of the very best fighters in the sport.
Yep. I mean, being able to marquee it in New York is paramount to the health of UFC. It just, they have to make this match happen and not have it implode like they did UFC 200. Can't do it.
Well said. I mean, I have nothing to add. I've talked about who I think can be the marquee faces of this sport going forward and who looks like they can't be. And yeah, so I'm really done as far as UFC and speculating on their future.
Well, one other thing, Joe, and we've talked about it at length because of the fact that some of their marquee names fall into this category. It's a double-edged sword with UFC and Dana White. They have a very successful drug testing program. Unfortunately for them, it does in a lot of their biggest names. And one thing about Dana White, and I will give him credit, he's not afraid to pull guys out of bouts who test positive before their headline bouts. He does it at risk of losing the cards, but he does it, and he is trying to maintain the integrity of the sport, knowing very well that there are competitors in this particular sport that are always going to try to stretch the limits. And to their credit, he doesn't want UFC to get that reputation of being a cheater sport, and they take preemptive actions a lot of times. Sometimes it happens after the fight. Many times it happens before the fight. But you have to give credit where credit is due. He's trying to maintain keeping a clean sport. Unfortunately, it comes at the expense of the card many times.
Yeah, I mean, but it's as you said. I don't want to have these fights, have him test afterwards positive, and then have the fight be rendered a no contest. And it does nothing for our sport to put guys in and have them test positive. Unfortunately, with their desperation for UFC 200, they brought Lesnar in off a long layoff, and he ended up testing positive and didn't get the results back until after the fight because they would have pulled him too.
No,
they
question.
Don't like having that. But unfortunately, right now, a lot of their guys are testing dirty for PEDs, and it is an issue that is rampant throughout the sport. And it is something they need to address going forward, and it's had an impact on their ability to manufacture faces of the sport. They're fortunate they have a male face of the sport and a deep and talented roster of people. The female face of the sport, they're going to have to find. They need to get some more. They need to get even deeper with their talent roster. And out of these talented guys, they have to hope that another one or two of them can emerge as true headliners that will push the buy rates.
Yeah.
There are other great fighters. I don't see the other guys right now that push the buy rates. But
yeah,
Dana's a magician, and maybe he comes up with something.
Yeah, no question about it. But I think you would agree with me, though. They do try to be preemptive with the drug testing. I'll take Lesnar as more of the exception rather than the rule just because of the fact he was a last-minute grab. You know, and at least even though they're having their issues, he is trying to keep it as clean as humanly possible. You know, I'll give him credit as far as that goes.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you for the health of his sport. I agree with you there. As I said, there's really not much more I have. You're spot on, right? And I give him credit for that. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch how UFC unfolds over the next few years. Do they grow or do they stagnate? They've got a lot of challenges out in front of them. They're in somewhat enviable position, but they do have challenges. More sports next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto Adlercoast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Where would you like to explore, my friend?
Let's go out to Buffalo. Let's talk about the Bills, Bob. Been trying to get to this for a while now, and I think we really need to get there. I mean, it's a messy, messy situation in Buffalo. You've got a myriad of guys who have been suspended. You now have Carlos Williams, who was the hammer to your 1-2 punch at the running back position and off of a terrific rookie year. Yeah, he got a 4-game suspension to start the year. Yeah, he came in heavy into camp, and yeah, there's some issues with Carlos Williams, but he's now no longer a Buffalo Bill. There's some really, really strange and unfortunate things happening in Buffalo that make me think that maybe Rex isn't going to have the success that everybody hoped for up in Buffalo.
That's a real distinct possibility. I mean, his first two draft picks in this year's draft are gone. He's having issues as far as, you know, as you said, with Carlos Williams and Marcel
Darius. Got no issues with him anymore. He doesn't play for him.
Well, right. And Marcel Darius goes into a rehab to deal with his issues. It's a cluster bleep up there, Joe. And as you said, he and the GM are linked arm in arm. And they may end up having a major house cleaning at the end of the year unless Rex can do his happy dance, get some results on the field, and convince ownership that, look, I don't have my guys. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's in rehab. Everybody needs to get on the field so I can show you what I can do.
Well, you know, him and Doug Whaley, the GM, are tied at the hip. And the realities are they signed their quarterback to a long-term deal, but after this year, they can get out from under that as well. So basically what they've done is it looks like all the way around as an organization, they've truly hedged their bets. And I'm not optimistic as things stand now about them making the playoffs. They bring back their quarterback. They got to open things up a little bit for him offensively. So I need to see more from Greg Roman as far as play calling and doing some things on the offensive end than I saw last year. They're a team with Rex Ryan as their coach and their personnel that was going to lean on their defense. That defense took a step back last year. And you're going to be without Darius for at least 4 games.
Right.
He goes into rehab, but, you know, I don't know if it's one of those 30-day in-and-out deals. And then he comes back and he's ready for week 5. Carlos Williams, I understand they have depth at running back, but Carlos Williams looked like he was on his way to being a pretty special back for them. They think they're comfortable in replacing him, but they let him go to send a message. You know, you've got a whole bunch of guys out. Due to suspension, due to injury. Like you said, you talked about the first two draft picks. One's gone for the year. The linebacker's gone for the year.
Yep.
Lawson will be back at some point. I just don't see the personnel because you had guys that you were counting on all the way through to hit the ground running, and a lot of them aren't going to be there for either the entire season or for periods of the season. Offensively, they're certainly not an aggressive group, and you got rid of your number one sledgehammer. You think you have pieces to replace them, but there's an upheaval in personnel. I've got to imagine some of this chaos has to carry back to that locker room. And, you know, the AFC has some pretty talented teams. Everybody in the East has a brutal schedule. So when I look at it, the chances of the Bills making the playoffs are pretty remote in my mind. And I think as a result, Doug Whaley and Rex Ryan, after 2 years, are going to be out the door. Depending on what Tyrod Taylor does, they may end up doing a rebooted quarterback, or that may be the one piece they keep with a real big, big overhaul and a new and a whole new direction as far as coaching staff and the front office.
Well, you know, when did you ever think that you would be talking about a Rex Ryan team that's going to have to rely on their offense to get the job done? And you know, with everything that happened with them on the defensive side of the ball, injury and suspension and all of that, at least in the first half of the season, that's exactly what's going to happen. And look, they have skill position players. Watkins, Woods, you know, Shady, Clay, there's people in position to help Tyrod Taylor succeed. The big question, of course, Joe, is whether or not he takes that next step. They have committed, albeit couched. They have an offensive coordinator in place that they believe can take this quarterback to the next level. But, man, they're not going to have much time to find out whether or not he can get it done or not. He's going to have to hit the ground running in game one and maintain momentum offensively with this football team, or they will not have success. And I think you're 100% right. The 2-1 will be out the door at the end of the year. Should they tread 500, then, as I said, Rex will have to go into his selling job and say, hey, look, we were decimated from Jump Street. I've showed you what we can do potentially. Give me that additional year to get it done with my guys on the field. But that's going to be a tough sell in the front office.
Well, forget the front office. Front office is gone, too. GM's
out.
No.
I mean,
they're tied at the hip. It's all about selling it to the Pegulas who own the place.
Well, that's, you know, the ultimate front office is ownership. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, so I don't like their chances. I really think, you know, they're a limited group with a killer schedule. You know, you and I don't like to play the win-loss, win-win-win game, but if you're in the NFC East, you got a murderous schedule. And not only because, you know, in the AFC East, rather, you got a murderous schedule because of the divisions that you also play against. You play against the NFC West. You also draw the AFC, I think it's they draw the AFC North as well.
Right.
So they've got a killer schedule. You know, they get Jacksonville on there. I mean, I don't know how they, I can't see how they win this division or make a wild card. Their running game is going to take a step back. I know they might like Mike Gillisley, but I don't think he's Carlos Williams. He's been a guy that's been banging around the league. Maybe they catch something. Reggie Bush is Reggie Bush at this stage of the game, and how long can he possibly stay healthy with any use? So I think their offense, unless Tyrod Taylor is truly trusted by the coaching staff, I think they're going to be challenged to jump it up. I don't think they're going to be number one in the league in rushing again, and that was the key to their success offensively. I mean, I love Shady. But Carlos Williams was so much a part of what they did.
No,
I don't think Gillislee replaces him. I don't think Reggie Bush is able to replace them. So I think their running game takes a step back. And unless Tyrod Taylor takes a huge step forward, they're going to have some struggles on offense. And Reggie Ragland, gone for the year. Marcell Dareus, gone for at least four games.
Yep.
You know, Shaq Lawson, I don't know what he's going to be back at some point, but we don't know when. And it wasn't a great defense last year. I don't know how much better it gets. I think they're in for a long year in Buffalo, and I think they're going to be rebuilding from scratch next year.
Yeah. Like I said, you have to rely on offense right now. And Rex Ryan has no track record of being able to do that. If the key to your season is Tyrod Taylor, man, you better hope it comes up seven and not snake eyes, because, like I said, he has weapons, Joe, and their offensive line is solid, but they're going to have to take the shackles off him, and he will have to make plays. I mean, look, they may have led the league in rushing, but their offense was so predictable last year that you and I could have designed a defense for it. They're going to have to get out of that mode and open it up and take advantage of those skill position players. I don't know if they can do that or not, or whether or not Taylor's the guy to do it. They have put a lot of stock in this guy's ability to be able to make this happen. Whether or not it can come to fruition remains to be seen. I'm with you. I think they are going to struggle. But I think we'll get a pretty good indication of that in the first quarter of the season. Maybe they prove us wrong and they're able to get it done offensively. I would not be optimistic if I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Any other stories you want to hit around the NFL before we switch gears and kind of do a final postscript of the Olympics in light of the latest news in the camp of Ryan Lochte?
Well, I mean, you know, again, it's all training camp stuff. Who's staying healthy and who isn't? I haven't seen any major things coming out. Dez Bryant has a concussion that he came out of Monday's practice with, so he's not going to play. And, you know, again, quarterback situations will sort themselves out. As you and I talked about, it looks like Trevor Siemian's going to end up being the guy in the Broncos as the Broncos number one, barring injury between now and the end of training and the end of the exhibition season.
I guess the big one right now, and I don't know how much this means, Jared Goff's been slow to develop out in Los Angeles with the Rams.
Yeah.
And it looks like Case Keenum's going to start the year. Sean Mannion's the number two there. And it looks like right now they have Jared Goff listed on their official depth chart as the number three quarterback. I don't know what that means. I don't know how long before he takes over. And, you know, Case Keenum is a nice backup. You're not going to win games with him as a starter.
No,
especially with the limited weapons they have on offense. And if they don't hit the ground running in L.A., it's a very fickle sports town. This idea that those L.A. fans are going to endure years and years of losing, simply not the case. Well, would have been nice if they had hit the ground running and at least put their young quarterback in there to get started to give you something to be excited about, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And with Case Keenum at the helm, they're going to lose a lot of games.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we've talked about it many times, Joe, a guy coming out of the spread in college and having to go under center and how difficult that transition can be for some of these young guys.
Some do it, some don't. There's no exact science to it, unlike chemistry in a pool. Speaking of that, we'll go to the pool next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe.
I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I told my wife I'd be home by 1 the latest. We're making an 8 o'clock plane to Florida.
Who goes to Florida in July?
It's off season. There's no crowds, and you get the best room for 1/10 the price.
Some vacation. 6 cheap people in an empty hotel.
The great John Fiedler bringing us back to the attack. If you don't know who he is, look him up. We were back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And let's jump into the pool, my friend.
All righty. Let's do that. Jumping into the pool we go. Well, somebody jumps in, they're going to towel off, but they're going to find that while they're in the pool, somebody walked away with all their endorsements, and that's Ryan Lochte. His 4 big endorsements, which basically netted him about $1 million a year, have either decided to terminate their relationship with him, or at the expiration of their relationship, they've decided to no longer move forward.
Yeah. And some of that was expected, as you documented, as we were talking about it yesterday. He has contracts that were coming up and they weren't going to be renewed because he's not going to be in the spotlight anymore. But, you know, any hint that he had, over any chance that he had of renewing anything went bye-bye with the incident down in Rio. And understandably so. And now he faces financially a very uncertain future.
Absolutely. He got dropped by Speedo, Ralph Lauren, Gentle Hair Removal, and Airweave, which is a mattress company. You know, his endorsements in total were about $1 million a year.
Right.
So I don't know what his future is at 32, and I don't know what he does to repair himself. He still is going to face sanction from the United States Olympic Committee and USA Swimming for his role in this saga. And, you know, I really don't know what else to say except that in so many ways, he brought this upon himself.
No question.
All he had to do was be honest. Again, own it. And he didn't do that. And he concocted some story and started by, for some reason, telling his mom. I don't know what the benefit of telling his mom this long, elaborate story. Go out, go home.
Yeah.
He tells his mom, who's hobbling around because she broke her foot while she was there. And the story ended up getting broken by a Fox Sports Australia reporter by the name of Ben Way. They had missed a cab. They couldn't get a cab coming back from an interview, and instead they took some form of public transportation, a shuttle that stops at the various hotels and at the main press center. And they ran it, and they were being good Samaritans, and they were helping this middle-aged woman who was hobbling on the bus, and it happened to be Ryan Lochte's mom.
Right.
And, you know, once they talked to her, they asked some questions, they put it all together, and there you go. That's how the story breaks. So if you just own it and you don't go running for comfort to your mom, the story probably never gets out because other than, you know, the four swimmers, the security people and the guy at the gas station weren't going to say anything. They didn't speak English.
Right.
I don't even know if they knew who anybody was.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, he really did this to himself. And it is very, very difficult for me to feel badly for Ryan Lochte. Had he owned it, had he been a grown-up, we're not here right now. Well, he's 32 years old. He's still got a lot of growing up to do. And this is where we are for Ryan Lochte.
And his financial future is definitely cloudy. I mean, Speedo terminated it. They had a 10-year deal that's coming up. And they said, look, you know, we've enjoyed the relationship, but we can't condone the behavior, and it's counter to the values of the brand. Ralph Lauren said, you know, look, we continue to proudly sponsor U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams, and the values, their agreement, Ralph Lauren's endorsement agreement with Ryan Lochte was specifically in support of the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, and the company will not be renewing his contract. The other two were very minor deals, but again, he's a pariah in the marketing world. He's hired Justin Bieber's PR firm, and we say that that's working out for Justin Bieber, but to somehow repair the image and the damage. But quite frankly, Joe, he's done. There will be no marketability for Ryan Lochte. There is nothing there to market anymore. He's not going to compete anymore, at least in the Olympics, and he is done. And by the way, there's still a ban to come down from U.S. swimming. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But he literally is at a dead end. He could be lifeguarding in your local pool before it's all said and done.
Well, then he can go back to the jet blonde, the platinum blonde hair.
which turned green.
Yeah, well, again, real bad situation for him. Most, if not all of it, of his own doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even the minor ones. You know, you mentioned Airweave. Right. You know, and they're a sponsor of the teams accordingly. But after careful consideration, we have made the decision to end our partnership. So even a minor deal, people don't want to be associated with him anymore. So it's going to be a rough road for him. You know, leading up to Tokyo, there'll probably be a sit down with Oprah as they try to, you know, rehabilitate him for some reason. Maybe he can get some commentary work or something. But more than likely, not even that's going to happen. It's a self-made mess that if he just handled like an adult, he'd have been fine.
Fair enough, Bob. We move forward, and I guess the place to go, since we're talking Olympics, we should probably talk about the fact that the closing ceremonies were down about 45% from the London closing ceremonies. I don't know how much this means. I don't put a lot into it from the standpoint of ratings on all these sports properties are down because of the different ways that we consume our sports.
Right.
So I'm not all that bent out of shape about this and wouldn't worry too much about it. That number one. Number two, with the scaled back Olympic expenditures in Brazil, you know, the opening ceremonies in Rio were far from spectacular when you compare right. them to what they did in London, which was just an incredible star-studded opening ceremonies. And I don't think people were too excited about what Rio was going to offer for closing ceremonies. So I think that had something to do with keeping audiences away. The ratings throughout the Olympics were not great when you consider that this was not a time zone issue Olympics like London uh-huh. was. So I think there's some concern there. But I think overall, with things like the Olympics and events like this and sports in general, we have more choices than we ever had. We devour our sports coverage in different ways than we have before. And in more ways. So I don't think ratings are ever going to be what they were outside of things like the Super Bowl, where there's no competition on against
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
But
right.
I think things like an Olympic coverage that unfurls over 2+ weeks in the heart of summer, I don't think that's ever going to approach numbers that it did in the previous Olympiads. And I think on some level, in each and every Olympic Games, you're going to see a downturn in ratings. Again, well, with Japan, they're on the other side of the world. Do you really believe the 2020 numbers are even going to be as good as the 2016 numbers? Highly unlikely.
No question about it. And, you know, a big reason for that, as you mentioned, is the various different platforms. So it does dilute things to a certain point. But the fact is that stuff is still being seen, and you're still able to sell it to advertisers. If somebody has a particular niche sport that they want to advertise on, you have that ability because of the platforms to do that. So they'll always be able to sell it. But I want to take it back to what you talked about as far as the
But wait, I want to back you up a second here. You talk about it, and I understand all of that. It's all a part of selling it. But when you're an NBC and you make these promises to satisfy advertisers, that can be an issue because advertisers are still old guard and they still want to see those numbers on TV. So I think these networks have to be real careful in what they promise advertisers as far as numbers, understanding the different ways that people consume their sports.
Well, I agree with you, but the fact of the matter is that with the various different platforms that you can get everything, they spread it out. And they're saying, okay, look, the numbers might not be here at X, but we can make sure that you're also seen at Y and Z, and they make up for it that way. You're right. They are old guard. And when you have old guard people trying to look at the numbers, they're like, wow, you know, it's down from where it was. But they do a pretty good job these days of making these guys understand the various different ways you can get all of your programming and the fact that we're going to make sure your advertising is spread out not only on NBC, but it's going to be on MSNBC and it's going to be on Bravo and it's going to be on, you know, the devices that you can the stuff platforms you can download onto your devices, and we're going to make sure it's there as well, and it's digital, and it's going to be on our website, and it's going to be everywhere. So they actually do a good job on it because, look, they sell out the time, Joe. So they're still doing a good job of that.
Okay.
But I do want to take it, and I thought you nailed it right on the head, and it was a direction I was going to go in. You know, you talked about the closing ceremonies. And you mentioned London in that. And they go hand in hand. When the Olympics start and people are sitting down and you know, mom and dad are checking out the opening ceremonies and you want to see the countries walk in and everything. But you're also looking for the spectacular. And as you said, very accurately so, star-studded in London. What that does, though, it carries over from the opening into the closing. Because if they gave you something great to start out with, you're expecting something great at the finish. In 2016, I think it's fair to say the opening was pedestrian in Rio. There was nothing where you went, oh, wow, did you see X, Y, and Z? How great was that? So what would make you tune in to the closing ceremonies? Nothing. There was going to be nothing different going on where they were all of a sudden going to surprise you with some spectacular thing that would make you make it must appointment viewing. And that's where the spillover effect happens. You nailed it with the opening in London. It made you want to watch the closing because you were looking forward to something. Rio gave you nothing to look forward to at the end. You knew it was going to be Carnival and nothing else. Well, if you've seen Carnival once, you've seen it 1,000 times. There was nothing unique about it, and I think it really hurt it.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't add anything more because that was exactly what I saw, and the numbers bore it out. So I guess that's really the fitting postscript. We now look ahead to 2020. And again, ratings will be lower in Tokyo because not only will they be dealing with us consuming our sports viewing choices in even more ways than we do now, they'll have a time zone to be a factor. It's on the other side of the international dateline. So there will be a lot of tape delay stuff.
Yeah. No question
about
it.
But I guess it's good news. Allie Raceman comes out of the Olympics, and she got herself a date.
Yes, she did.
Raiders tight end Colton Underwood. I guess he saw the same pictures I did. You know, when you look at some of these gymnasts and their little leotard, you don't realize how attractive they are. There were pictures of the girls. Most of the group went to the beach. And if you saw Allie Raceman rocking a bikini,
oh, yeah,
she's a rocking young woman. And I guess Colton Underwood saw the same thing we did. And he's like, I want to get me some of that. And it looks like Colton Underwood and teammate Andrew East. Andrew East is actually married to the lovely Sean Johnson, who's another lovely fellow, a former Olympic gymnast. Colton Underwood wants to go on a double date. He wants to take Allie Raceman. She's down. And Andrew East and Sean Johnson be a nice double date. We'll talk about that as a good way to take us home here on The Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping up this edition, and good for Allie Raceman, brother. That's pretty cool. She got that'll herself a date.
Yeah, that'll be a nice double date. You know, Colton Underwood's teammate is married to Shawn Johnson, the former U.S. Olympic gymnast, and you know that'll be a nice double date. She's not sure where it'll go, as she's never had the long. She's never had a long term, a long distance relationship, so. It'll be interesting, but I'll tell you, boy, it should be fun at least. They exchanged some nice, they had some nice, pleasant exchanges on Twitter. And
so social media, baby, social media.
You know, I tell you, boy, you know, and it was something you didn't realize because you always saw them in those one-piece leotards with always the bun with, you know, the bun up, the big bun on the top of the head. I saw the pictures of her at the beach. I'm like, boy, she's really a pretty girl.
Oh, yeah.
So. You know, hopefully for Colton Underwood's sake, you know, home run. She's a real looker, and let's see where it goes.
Hopefully,
but it'll be nice.
Colton Underwood, he can make the team.
Well, it'll be a nice double date. Two football players going out with two gymnasts.
Yeah.
You know, at least all parties will have a lot to talk about.
Yes, they
They're
will.
They're all athletes, and the two girls are both gymnasts, and the two guys are both football players.
Yep. Strength and flexibility. What a great combination.
And there you go. On that note, what do you say we jump on out of here? As always, a whole lot of fun. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.